You know the phrase, get you a man that can do both? Well, Brian Hartline is that man. He can both recruit elite receivers and he can develop them once they're on campus. And I do believe Brian Hartline has been busy in his lab to take advantage of all the talent in the wide receiver room at Ohio State. We're going to talk all about the talent and what we can expect this talent to do in 2022 right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jake Stevens, also the host of the Jake Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, June 21st in the year 2022, and today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. On today's episode, we will discuss if Ohio State should use a four wide receiver set in the upcoming season. I think you'll be surprised at my answer. And then also, we'll look at how the wide receiver position stacks up and how this unit compares to other units in the conference and even in the country. But first, the term dynamic duo is something that we hear a lot in sports. Now, we hear it a lot in basketball, or we used to. Now it's big threes, and we have teams that have three stars on the team. But there used to be a time that a dynamic duo was something that was something in basketball you found a lot. In football, you see it as well, a dynamic duo. But if you put Kobe and Shaq together, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan together, those are dynamic duos. I do believe that Ohio State has their very own dynamic duo in Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Marvin Harrison Jr. An opposing defense will not want to see these two on the field together. This reminds me, now I'm projecting about what we're going to see here in the fall, but I think you'll agree with this analogy about what is to come. This reminds me of the 92 Olympics. Now, I did a little basketball talk earlier. Let's go a little bit deeper to comparing what Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan did in the 92 Olympics on the Dream Team and what we can expect in connection with what Njigba and Marvin Harrison Jr. will do in the fall. The game was against Croatia, USA against Croatia, and the opponent, the best player, Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc is a player that was drafted by the Chicago Bulls, and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen were not too fond of Jerry Krause making this move. Jerry Krause made the move, said, hey, we're going to bring in this foreign guy. And all of a sudden, Michael Jordan said, hey, you're not coming. We don't need this foreign guy. We don't need him here. We don't want him. But hey, the Bulls made the move. The Bulls had the rights to Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc is overseas. And then once his overseas time was up, he was going to come over to the States and play the basketball. Well, in this game, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan took it upon themselves to guard Tony Kukoc. Didn't matter who the two guard or three guard or the small forward was. Does not matter. They said, hey, coach, we are going to guard this guy. I don't care what you got. I don't care what you're going to do. We're guarding him. And they were taking turns going after over and over and over and over at Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc was like, man, why are they coming so hard at me? I'm just playing basketball. Tony Kukoc had no idea what was to come or why Jordan and Pippen were going so hard at Kukoc when Kukoc had the ball on offense, because defensively, Pippen and Jordan used that as motivation. Jerry Krause's decision to go harder at Tony Kukoc so Kukoc could not be lethal. And I do think, not so much defensively, but offensively, these two guys together, they're going to find that Njigba and Harrison are going to have that same effect on opponents that Jordan and Pippen had on Kukoc. However, opposing defenses will know and will expect these two guys to go off. At the same time, they might be like Tony Kukoc to say, I can't do anything. I can't do anything to stop these guys. I can't do anything with these two guys. Dynamic duos in basketball, I grew up with them. I loved them. I understand why the landscape in the National Basketball Association has changed and why the salary cap and why players are teaming up. Now I understand why they are doing that. But there is a dynamic duo at Ohio State. And I do believe with Njigba in the slot, nuanced route runner, a player that we will be able to see get better and better and better and possibly slowly creep up the rest of the draft board that he can as he performs in the upcoming season. But then when you add in Harrison Jr.'s explosiveness, 6'3", 205 pounds, running, what, a 4.4, high 4.4 40, I'm just projecting what a run at the combine in a couple years, I do believe that Ohio State has a dynamic duo that will be lethal, that will be something that people say, well, how good can it be? It's very likely that Harrison Jr. and Njigba both eclipse the 1,000-yard mark in the upcoming season. It's also likely that both eclipse the 10-touchdown mark in this upcoming season, receiving touchdown mark in the upcoming season as well. If you go back and watch, and I know many people might not go back and watch the 92 Olympic team and the game against USA and Croatia, but if you go back and watch it, you will quickly see what I mean when I say that Jordan and Pippen were determined to slow down and to stifle any attack that Tony Kukoc had. They were determined to do that. I don't blame them. I understand why they used Jerry Krause's decision as fuel. You know what these two men can use as fuel? Being the best they can be. Being the best that now, you'll print it every single week. You can find bulletin board material. Marcus Freeman has provided numerous bulletin board material for the Ohio State Buckeyes. If Marcus Freeman is going to continue to talk and continue to put his foot in his mouth and is going to continue to try to walk back statements after he talks trash about his former school, great. Go ahead and do that. Use that as fuel. Use that as a reason why you need to rise to the occasion. These two guys are going to be special. A special, special dynamic duo. And I surely hope opposing defenses are ready for what's to come. Even if they are, they can't stop it. Nah, these two guys together, they're going to be way too good and so much fun to watch. What else is going to be so much fun to watch? The possibility of a little wrinkle in the Ohio State offense. What is a wrinkle? What do I think about what Ohio State should do on offense to take advantage of all of these elite receivers in this group? Stick around. We'll talk about that right here. Next. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcast news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. One live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA Draft Night. So if you have a favorite NBA team, make sure you subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go live on Draft Night. The NBA Draft is only 2 days away. It crept up on me. It may have crept up on you. There are two Buckeyes that will be drafted. Make sure you're tapped into your favorite Locked On NBA channel on YouTube so you can follow along as they instantly react when your favorite Buckeye gets drafted and to when your favorite team drafts certain players. How good is this receiving room? It's really good. How will Ohio State take advantage of it? There will be different wrinkles. But what is a wrinkle that I do think Ohio State should use this year? Really taking advantage of the lack of experience at the tight end position, how about Ryan Day do something a little bit different to take advantage and to utilize every aspect of this offense that he can? I do firmly believe the starting offense, now this is what I think should happen. I would understand if it's different, but I think the starting receivers on the outside should be Emeka Egbuka and Marvin Harrison Jr. with Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the slot. Now, you may say Egbuka is probably going to be a slot receiver next year. That is true. However, I do think Egbuka can play outside and can play inside. And I would like to see him. I do believe he's a better fit right now for this receiving room at the outside in the upcoming season than Julian Fleming. But Ohio State has something special. You do have Julian Fleming, and you do have Cam Babb. Will Cam Babb get a lot of the run on the field this year? Will Julian Fleming be what Ohio State fans expect him to be? Now, granted, Fleming has had some injuries, so that does derail how lethal he can be on the field. But if he is, how about Ohio State take the tight end off the field at some points in time and go with a four wide receiver set? Now, you say, Jay, this is college. Yeah, it's just college. You can. It's also football. You can throw wrinkles, and using four wide receiver sets is not outrageous. It's not out of this world. Even if you want to do an empty back set, you can move Harrison Jr. to the outside, or you can use Fleming, Cam Babb, Emeka Egbuka, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jackson Smith and Jigba all at the same time, and you go five wide out that way. I want to talk about a nightmare. How about the four and five wide receiver sets for Ohio State in the upcoming year? Now, granted, you may say, Jay, Ryan Day would only use that in bad situations when he is down 30 points. Well, if you want to quickly get up 30 points quicker than you did last year, how about you do some things that you don't normally do to take advantage of all the talent that you have? Using four receiver sets and five receiver sets, it's not like Ryan Day. It's not something that it's in his DNA that he has showed us at all. I don't believe Ohio State's done this consistently since he's been there, which is really surprising. Remember last year during one of our live shows, someone asked if we would see more two tight end sets or four receiver sets during the second half of the season, and I quickly said two tight end sets. However, I did come back with that and say, I think Ohio State should use four receiver sets. I'm not going to back away from that. I'm not going to back away from that one at all. I think that with the receivers you have and with the talent you have and with the versatility you have at receiver, Harrison Jr. on the outside at 6'3", Egbuka can play either inside or outside. We're talking about a bunch of nightmares. We're talking about a bunch of things that are happening that if you were the opposing coach, you're going to be sitting there, hey, man, coach. What do you mean? You are the coach. I know, but I'm talking to the head coach. Hey, coach. This team, I don't know how to stop them. What did you just tell me? I don't know how to stop them. Why don't you know how to stop them? That's your job. You're the defensive coordinator. Why don't you know how to stop them? Hey, this is like some Madden stuff, dog. Like, all the receivers is on 99, and I can't figure out how to stop them. If they go four or five wide, we don't have enough DBs to guard their four or five receivers. We just don't have that much talent on our team. This is why. If you want to play Madden in real life, sorry, wrong sport, wrong level of the sport. If you want to play NCAA football in real life, go ahead, Ryan Day, and tap into the four and five wide receiver sets. I remember going back and watching some talking about an old basketball game and an old movie. But I remember watching Remember the Titans, and there was a team they played. I want to say it was in the playoffs. I forget the team name. I want to say it was a baby blue jersey. Once again, don't quote me on that. But all of a sudden, they went and dropped back into the shotgun and went into having three and four wide receivers on the outside. And this was something that Herman Boone and his football team had never seen before. Ever. This is back in like, what, the 60s, 70s, back in that time period. They had never seen this before. And on the sideline, one of the players, I remember his character name was Blue, he said, who do they think they are? The New York Giants? And in that moment, if I'm in high school and I am watching this and I'm saying, man, maybe they think they're the New York Giants. They up here doing some crazy stuff on the football field that we've never seen before. Something's different. The opposing teams have probably seen four or five wide receiver sets, or they've discussed it or have seen some variation of it about how to stop it. But the thing is, the one connection in the movie, now you say, Jay, it's a movie, but yes, it's a movie. We can learn from movies. In the movie, Herman Boone's team could not figure out how to stop that attack. Couldn't figure out how to stop the shotgun. And in the beginning, they could not figure out how to stop it, and it confused them. This is why I think Ohio State needs to change things up. With Brian Hartline as the passing game coordinator and the wide receivers coach, I think he is going to be having some one-on-one serious conversations with Ryan Day about how the Ohio State offense can throw the opposing defense off by adding certain different wrinkles. This will not be something also, might I add this, this will not be something that will be there every single game. This will not be something that will be there a couple of days or three. No, this will be something that will be very situational. Now, if you play at Nebraska, no, don't play Nebraska this year. When you play Iowa, when you play Wisconsin, will it be better for them to do that? Well, do Wisconsin and Iowa have the DBs to be able to guard this? Probably not. But it will also really, if Wisconsin or Iowa in the upcoming season, if they sense that Ohio State is going to do something a little bit different, yeah, they're going to change up the personnel package. But once you get so deep onto your defensive back depth chart, night-night, game over, you have no way to combat what's being thrown at you. 4 or 5 wide receiver sets. Let's play a video game in real life. You have the talent to do so. Now, let's take advantage of it. One thing we can take advantage of is another segment here on the show. We all have been talking about and diving into Athlon Sports, their college football preview magazine unit rankings. How does the receiving room stack up against all the receiving rooms in the country? What about in the conference? How does Athlon Sports rank them? Well, we'll tell you next. Right here on Locked On Buckeyes tomorrow, Ryan Roberts from Rise and Draft Scouting will be with us to extensively discuss Jackson Smith and Jigba and his draft prospect and how he stacks up against other receivers in the country. Trust me, there's a player comp in there. Ryan and I have already recorded the conversation. There's a player comp in there. There's a draft grade, current draft grade for Jackson Smith and Jigba, and some other things that Ryan and I discuss and talk about that allows Ryan and I to have a little bit of fun on the show. We went through the quarterbacks. We went through the running backs. Now it's time for the wide receivers and to look at how this unit stacks up against other receiving rooms in the Big Ten Conference. So this will probably come as no surprise. The number one receiving room in the Big Ten Conference per Athlon Sports College Football Preview Magazine is the Ohio State Buckeyes. Number 2, the Michigan Wolverines. Number 3, the Maryland Terrapins, which that one doesn't surprise me either. Maryland, Dante Demas and Rakim Jarrett, two phenomenal receivers. I do believe Demas got hurt last year, which really hurt how effective Talia Tungavailoa could be on the football field. That one does not surprise me. Number 4 on this list, the Penn State Nittany Lions. Number 5, Michigan State Spartans. Number 6, Purdue Boilermakers. I am going to stop there because, as you quickly see, you get to Purdue. Purdue has not had elite receivers in a very long time. So you got Ohio State, you got Michigan. Michigan's are good, but they're not close to Ohio State's level. Maryland's are probably, there's probably Maryland, Michigan that are probably like neck and neck. If I had to look and see if there's at how close this voting was, I would not be surprised if Maryland and Michigan were really fighting with each other. Penn State is another one. I think all three of those could be interchangeable because of how good their receivers are. Parker Washington from Penn State will be a problem for secondaries this season. Last in the conference, I won't go through all of them, but last, the Northwestern Wildcats, not the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Last is Northwestern in the conference. When it goes to the national unit rankings for the wide receivers in the country via Athlon Sports College Football Preview Magazine, we'll go 10 through 1. Some familiar names. You might know some players on these teams. But I also think you'll find a familiar name at the top spot. Number 10, LSU. Number 9, Michigan. If you remember, Michigan had a top 10 unit ranking for the country, in the country, for the quarterbacks as well. Number 8, Virginia. Number 7, Wake Forest. Number 6, Pittsburgh. Number 5, Texas. Number 4, USC. Lincoln Riley. Caleb Williams. Jordan Addison. Now, this is, I do believe this was printed before Jordan Addison went to USC, so I'm curious if USC's receiving room would eclipse and go over Alabama's receiving room, as Alabama is currently number three on this list. Number two, the Georgia Bulldogs. That's still weird. Georgia better receivers than Alabama. It's 2022. Times have changed. But then number one, it is your Ohio State Buckeyes. Last segment, I purposely went a little bit longer or used a different stories to discuss ways that Ohio State can't take advantage of all this talent. Do it. Like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts. Do it. Different formations, different motions, different things you can do. How about even do something like this? This might not be a four wide receiver set, but how about you go in shotgun? You have Trevion Henderson on one side of you, Jackson Smith and Jigba on the other side of you, Emeka Egbuka on the outside on the left, Marvin Harrison Jr. on the outside on the right, and you had in Cade Stover as a tight end. Putty, let me just tell you, this is a great way to cause opposing coaches and defensive coordinators to have nightmares and to honestly really stay up late and get no sleep before games. And the coach sees and the head coach sees him and says, how'd you sleep last night? Like trash. Why? Do you have a plan to stop these guys? No, I don't either. And the head coach is going to say, but sir, you are the defensive coordinator. I understand that. That's exactly how good they are. I don't have a solution. You don't have a solution. It was a long night for me. It's going to be a long day for us once this game gets kicked off. Guys, this is a fun show. This has quickly turned into wide receiver week. I do anticipate another wide receiver committing this week, possibly today. Will it be Noah Rogers? Will it be Brandon Ennis? That is to be determined, but I firmly think another receiver will commit before the day is over. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or watch of every single day. Now make sure to check out the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft. The first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey sports experts, the draft experts of Locked On NBA Big Board. The 5-episode Ultimate Mock Draft is underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen of the day.